With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. A former high school athletic trainer in Miles City who has acknowledged sexually abusing dozens of teenage boys has pleaded guilty to possessing child pornography. The Billings Gazette reports 79-year-old James Jensen pleaded guilty Tuesday in Miles City. A housekeeper in the care home where Jensen was living reported seeing the images. Jensen was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison last month for using the internet to aid in his abuse of the boys while he worked as a trainer. Dozens of men have filed a civil lawsuit against Jensen and the school district over the abuse carried out under the guise of improving the boys' athletic performance. The statute of limitations for prosecuting the actual abuse has passed. Jensen's sentencing on the child porn charges is August 28th. The United States Census Bureau is taking account of buildings in Montana. It's part of the preparation to collect census data next year. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News has more.
The U.S. Census Bureau is doing what's called address canvassing. Spokesperson Josh Manning says it's a necessary first step.
It's meant to make sure that the people who go out in the spring are knocking on the right doors if they have to, and also that we are sending the right mailings to the right houses so that we have the right database.
He says they started canvassing about a week ago and will continue until October. About 500 people are on the job in the state, and hourly rates start at $13. The census dictates the amount of federal funds a state receives to pay for schools, roads, and other services. Montana stands to gain a second seat in the House of Representatives based on census data to be collected in spring 2020. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.
A 14-year-old girl died Monday evening from injuries she received after a rock slide struck her family's vehicle on Glacier National Park's Go Into the Sun Road. Park spokeswoman Lauren Alley describes the rock fall near the East Tunnel as, quote, significant.
So the rocks were between fist-sized and about 12 inches in diameter. So if you envision that, that's a pretty big-sized rock. And there was enough debris, the park estimates, to fill the back of a pickup truck.
The rocks hit the top of the family's car, shattering its rear windshield and critically injuring the girl. Her parents received significant bruising, and two other children in the car suffered minor injuries. An air ambulance responded to the scene but was unable to airlift the girl because of her unstable condition. The flight paramedics traveled with her in a ground ambulance to Kalispell, but she died en route. The family is from Utah. The girl's name and hometown will be released once family notifications are complete. This isn't the first fatal rock slide in the park. Again, park spokeswoman Lauren Alley.
So the last fatal rock fall on the Going to the Sun Road was in 1996. A rock came off the mountains in the Rim Rocks area, which is west of Logan Pass. You know, the area is on the Continental Divide, and rocks do come down fairly regularly from the mountains above.
The mountains above Go Into the Sun Road are very steep, and Alley says precisely identifying where the slide originated would be extremely difficult. Alley says the park, while safe for the vast majority of visitors, can sometimes be an unpredictable place where hazardous things can happen in an instant. Going to the Sun Road was closed at the East Tunnel for about 3 hours Monday night, while crews cleared the scene. A Montana judge has ordered an FBI informant to wear a wig or hat, false eyeglasses, and fake facial hair when testifying against a man who prosecutors say wanted to avenge the death of Muslims killed in shootings at two New Zealand mosques. Federal prosecutors asked that the courtroom be sealed to the public for the witness's testimony in the upcoming trial of Fabjon Al-Mehdi for the safety of the informant and the informant's family in the Middle East. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.